Tampa Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico. Oh, hi, I'm Dawn Reese, and this is Hollywood Connections, and we have a special VIP guest in the house, and we're so excited because the GasparillaFilmFestival.com is coming up the 23rd through the 26th, and we're so excited that you joined us because I have an amazing film director here that she has a film called Second Chance. Chances, and introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Tamara Nemirovsky. I teach at USF. I teach films, animation, video art, and I have been working this documentary for 3 years in Second Chances, and I'm very excited because was officially selected in Gasparilla Film International Film Festival this year, 2023.
So they haven't done the nominations yet. They do that at the award show. Is that right? For the winners,
the awards.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, so you don't know yet.
No.
Oh, so she's been selected. So tell us, I know we were talking before the show. Tell us a little bit beforehand about this documentary that you put so much time into.
I get involved in this documentary because I believe in the mission of the nonprofit organization that help people that have been incarcerated, addicts, and homeless. Once they have been in treatment, it's that kind of the second step. They give it a second chance, they give it a job and another kind of support so they can be reinserted in the society again.
Well, that's beautiful. So how does that happen? How did you do the documentary? Just tell us a little bit more about that, your research.
Because in the United States, when I started the documentary in 2019, was more than 20 million people report to be addicts using a substance. Mm-hmm. And since this nonprofit, their mission is so important to help these people that was addicts to recover. And actually what I learned mm-hmm. is because we have kind of an idea that, okay, addiction is bad, but we don't know the strength that is needed to overcome,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so thanks that the participant, they opened to me and to us, hopefully through the documentary, they told us their stories of life. And
wow.
It's really... it's impressive, and again the way that the strengths that I need to have in order to really go over this situation and the support that I need is.
Oh, God bless you! I'll tell you, this was supposed to be Hollywood Connections. We're changing this now to Miracle Stories. But it is, you know, from Hollywood Connections with film directors, and you are a film director. But we're just doing a double. So Miracle
Can
Stories.
We both? Yep.
Can we play that song real quick?
Barry Manilow.
Yeah.
Song.
So yeah. This is for you because of what you're doing, and we're going to come back and hear the trailer. How long is the trailer that you have?
2 minutes and 10 seconds, something like that.
That's amazing. And yes. It's going to be screening when?
On Sunday, the 26th at 1 p.m. in AMC West Shore in Tampa.
Very cool. We'll be right back. This is a song for you because now we just changed the whole show.
Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Boston to Denver.
in second chances.
Most people didn't want to hear I'm a drug addict and I'm in treatment right now, you know? So when I came to the interview here, they were looking for people that were in treatment. They were looking for people transitioning, so I didn't have to hide that. And that's like one of the best things about working here is because like I don't have to hide who I am.
When I make these sandwiches, you know, we got a little peek window out and I look out there and I see how they're eating it and enjoying it. That brings happiness to me. I used that my last time being in incarceration of dealing with self, my issues, facing my issues, accepting the things that I have done wrong.
We have partnered with a certain number of not-for-profits that focus on both addiction and homelessness and incarceration in transition. So many of our employees have gone through not-for-profit programs and then we give them their first shot at employment. In fact, many of our employees have tried to find employment elsewhere but couldn't, and we have kind of onboarded them and supported them so that they can grow and move on.
The Portico, and this is why I love it so much, is we are all from the same background here.
Ain't too many jobs out there that's willing to give you a second chance of life. And so I took this opportunity, and when I got here, I said, this is for me right here. And I've been here ever since, and I don't see myself going nowhere.
Tonight, the first containment zone here in America. Restrictions on a community just outside New York City, linked to the largest cluster of cases in the country.
It's gonna get worse and worse and worse.
Sales have dropped dramatically. If the Portico closed, first of all, I want to say I don't think that's going to happen.
As we come on the air tonight, much of America shutting down.
So my biggest fear was that with the uncertainty of pay, without having a job, some of the people that are transitioning would fall back into old habits, or the isolation could get to them and, you know, have them revert back to old tendencies.
And that's amazing. So when did you shoot these interviews? How long ago?
I started shooting this interview in February 2020.
Wow.
So it was just before COVID.
Okay.
And all their life was like going, they were bright. They have, one of them was going to get married, another was going to get reunited with her kids. Everything was bright. Mm-hmm. But a month after, as everybody knows, COVID happens. So all our lives change, their lives change.
Right.
And is for people that is in recovery, COVID was extremely difficult because to be by themselves, they don't have the support that they need to finish their treatment. To
right.
be able to be reinserted again in society.
Wow.
The cafe has to close.
So,
and I'm not going to tell you the end because I want you to watch
the
documentary.
Yes. So that's going to be Sunday, March 26th at the AMC West Shore Theater in Tampa. Great movie theater over there. What is the difference between somebody that's an addict and someone that's homeless? You know, do they help them as well? And what do you consider is homeless? You know.
I know because I read, it's not what I consider, people that doesn't have home. Doesn't matter if they live in their cars, they are homeless.
Right.
This nonprofit, the Portico, they help people that is homeless, have been incarcerated, and have suffered addiction.
Okay. Yes. How do they get in touch with this nonprofit?
Usually, this nonprofit works with other nonprofits that take care of the person, let's say, if an addict. They do the first step there, like rehabilitation.
Right.
And then they go to the Portico where they teach some skill to work in the cafe and give it other support so they can move on. So they finish the program there and then they can get another job to leave room for the new people that need to come.
Okay. I have to say this because I know people that are trying so hard. They have jobs. They have really good jobs. And a lot more women are calling it, and you know who you are out there, and I'm trying to help you out here as well and get the right answers, but they call it car camping.
Yes.
Or women that, you know, do get vans and they're saving. I see a lot on TikTok that you've seen a lot of that too, Bobby.
Oh, yes. The van conversions. I love them.
The van, the vans are pretty cool. I mean,
camping is a little bit of a stretch, but I can see where some people like to do that. But the van conversions, man, that's a nice life.
Oh, I've seen them, and they pull up to Walmart, and they have their sinks and their beds and everything. And I get it because it saves you money.
And then the same night, you're pulled up in front of mountains and lakes.
You can travel wherever you want, and it's great for the single life, you know, of course. But mom and kids, it's harder.
But mainly is you live in the car. Or under a bridge, or you don't.
So, does this company also help people? You know, if they have jobs and they're there, is it they're past that?
I don't know. I can't answer.
They have to find out.
Yes, I don't know. It's called the Portico, and it's in Tampa.
Okay,
Florida Avenue. I cannot answer for them.
That's okay. No worries. I know in a few minutes I do have somebody calling from Denver. He is a scriptwriter, and if there's any film directors out there that are listening as well, you're going to be at the Gasparilla Film Festival.
Yeah.
I'll be at the International Christian Film Festival in May. I'm so excited. I was selected for Best Talk Show Host and Best Talk Show. So, God knows. God knows. thank you. Yay! And so if anybody's out there, because I have a screenwriter that has done his research and knows how to write script plays and everything, but he has to ask a film director some questions. He has a couple things, and I put it out there with some film directors. So if you are there and you can call in, let me know on Facebook if you're watching, and I'll give you the number. Or if you're watching on TikTok, I'm not sure how many film directors on TikTok, but we do have a lot. Are you on TikTok as well?
No.
I'm a TikTok person for sure. And so what are you going to keep filming?
I just finished filming on January 2023 and editing in February. So that is like a month baby.
Wow.
It's just born.
And what kind of cameras did you use?
I use Canon D5 HD.
Oh, she knows her cameras.
I need to upgrade it to 2K or 4K. I'm working on that.
Gotcha. Now, if somebody wants to hire you for camera work or a sit-down show or something like me, I have some other ideas.
Oh, I did it because with my heart, one. I'm a teacher at university. But
so you teach film at the university?
Yes, USF, University of South Florida.
Isn't that impressive?
Amazing! Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe I should update my classes. I need to learn. You know, when I went to film school and broadcast and journalism, I had the old editing bays with the VHS tapes.
I know.
And now everything, I looked back at my college, you know, and what they're doing. Everything's so digital and so.
What's the actual course? Sorry.
Yeah,
What was the actual course? Or I mean, the name of the course or the course number?
I teach one is a visual narrative, that actually documentary class. The other is creators, that actually is a video art class.
Wow.
And the other is stop motion animation, that is a stop motion animation class.
Because my husband, I have a question too, because I'm waiting for my call in. My husband, we have a family member that might be getting a catamaran, so we don't know when he wants to go on a worldwide tour around the world. I know those big waves. I've been on those cruise ships.
Yeah.
I've interviewed the people from the movie Adrift and all that. But he wants me to take an editing class.
Yeah.
Because he goes, we could do a show out when we're traveling all over. And he goes, you know, Dawn, you need to take an editing class. Is there, do you do that as well? Teach that or?
I do focus more in the conceptual part. I do take basic editing. But if you want to take editing, you can take some classes online. I don't want to make and then I can tell you.
I know some other people I had met too. There's some other main places in the area that I'll talk about later, but that was the one thing. So I do have a friend that I wanted to let you know. This is Brooks. He's from Denver, Colorado. Is this Denver on the line? Brooks? I think we lost him. Are you there?
Hey, Dawn.
Hi, you're live.
Dawn?
Hi, who's this?
This is Michael Giffen.
Oh, Michael. Michael Givens. Yes. I'm so glad you got my text real quick. I have a film director that's here as well, but I'm waiting for Brooks to call in, and I said, call now. And he is into screenwriting, and he had a question. He's calling from Denver, Colorado in just a minute. But Michael, you've done the movies A Coyote Ugly. You've done Celestine Prophecy. You've been a cinematographer. So you have done so much. And what are you doing now?
Right now, I'm editing a documentary about the first two waves of Jewish immigration to America, and it's going to be a three-part series that is going to surprise a lot of people, and it's very interesting.
That's amazing, you know, because you've done so much in the industry, and you're so knowledgeable, and he teaches acting as well. And tell everybody where you're from.
Well, I'm originally from South Carolina, a little town called Pickens. And but I've kind of lived all over the world. I lived in L.A. for a while and had offices all over Europe, mainly. My main office was Amsterdam. But I'm living in Atlanta right now, and it's been a bit crazy. I mean, I shot six movies last year.
Wow. Michael,
I
have to have you on longer next week and do a more of a feature on you, because I haven't realized what you've been up to. We've been so busy. But I do have somebody, and I so appreciate your time right now. I have Brooks from Denver, Colorado, and I have an expert film director on the line as well as one in the house with me. And Brooks, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello, everybody.
Hi. So Michael Givens is on. He's done so many movies. It's endless list, like a Santa list. Tell Michael what your thought is. We have about 7 minutes, so I'm going to try to kind of get everything in real quick.
Okay, sure. So I'm a first-time screenwriter, and I've got a first draft with a theme that I couldn't find on any other TV show, and I'm wanting Netflix to pick it up for many seasons. It's got nudity, sex, drugs, rock and roll, the works, just a half an hour to a 40-minute dramedy. Originally wanted to go through Charlize Theron's production company, Denver and Delilah, but had difficulty getting through to them on my own. But then I figured that I better first protect my intellectual property. And from my understanding, getting it registered through the Writers Guild of America would be as good a protection as getting it copyrighted. But it only takes a few days rather than months, and I'm ready to go now.
That's correct. You should also mail yourself a copy of your script, and don't open it.
Ah, okay.
Mail it to yourself. Put it in an envelope. Send it to yourself. It'll be stamped officially by the U.S. government from the post office, and that's another layer of protection for you.
Awesome. Yeah. Should he find and pre- you? I think you also were talking about maybe producing it yourself. Is that correct, Brooks, or something?
Yeah, I mean, going through another contact here, Stephen Walker Productions, I know that he could probably help me get it registered. I believe that it needs to be done by a literary agent or an entertainment lawyer to submit it to the WGA. But I'm having difficulty finding us either, and I'm trying to kind of keep at arm's length with Stephen Walker Productions at this time, because I do want to go through them to go through the reading, but I want to get it protected before that.
Okay, can I give you a little advice?
Yes, sir.
You're spending a lot of time trying to protect yourself from something that hadn't happened, and what you really want is to be a film writer, a script writer in the film industry, and that is You're a writer already because you've written a script, but what you want to do is to be a produced writer. So what you need to do is, you're doing what a lot of people do, which, you know, you're like reaching for people like Charlize Theron and trying to get in with her company, talking about Netflix and all of that. You really need to be talking to people about getting your project made. And the first question people are always going to ask you is there any funding attached? And that's not your job. If somebody likes your story and they're going to do it, it's their job to go and find the money for it. But if you spend all of your time worrying about somebody stealing your idea, me tell you, first of all, there's no new ideas under the sun. But it, right. Most people will not take your script if you're just sending it to them, because they're also worried about you suing them. So it's a vicious cycle. And what my advice to you is to find some people that are know how to make movies and try to get them to read your script. And you don't have to give them the whole script. You can give them a synopsis. But if somebody's going to steal your idea, they're going to do it. And it's a sad thing, but it does happen. I certainly don't do it. And, you know, I write scripts as well. But mainly, you need to be concentrating on finding people. And you can reach for the stars if you want to. There's nothing wrong with that. But you need to just get competent people that will make your movie. You will never have to say again, I'm a first-time writer. And you shouldn't be saying it now. You've finished the script, you're a writer.
Right.
All right? And so now what you want to do is to be a produced writer, because that's what makes a difference in Hollywood.
Okay, thank you.
And guess what? Gotcha. Even after you do it, and you make lots of movies, and you make have lots of success, you're constantly having to reinvent and to struggle for work. That's this business. Whether we like it or not.
Gotcha. So what do you think about him trying to do the Netflix? I know we have 3 minutes. And Michael, I'd love to have you come on next week because you were so knowledgeable at this as well. So can I give him your phone number after the show? I can call him. Call you.
No.
No.
But if he's clever, he will be able to get my phone number in no time at all.
I gotcha.
So, let him do some work, okay? It's very easy to get my number.
Right.
Anyway, the main thing I want to tell you is don't worry about, trying to, come out of the gate as the biggest guy in the world. Don't do it. Just get your movie made. Get it made. And make sure that you get it made as well as you can get it done. And then you know what? Put it in the rearview mirror and go do another one. And if you spend your whole life spinning your wheels trying to get one project done, I've seen too many guys that don't get anything done. Don't do it. Get it out there to a few people that'll make the movie, and then if you decide one day that you want to be a director and you want to do these things, I don't know why, but if you do, then you're coming from a good place because you're a writer. But don't try to grab the whole world all at once. Go make yourself a movie.
Okay.
Amazing advice. Michael Givens, you're amazing. And how is your little daughter?
Oh, my God. She's the greatest thing in the world. Next month, she turns two. And just so you know, okay, two. And I'm an old dad.
Aw. Well, I'm so honored to have you on the show. God bless you all. I know we have about 17 seconds left. Michael, we'll have to have you call back. And this is how I want to help other people get connected in show business, just like Brooks in Denver, and helping him and giving him advice. And I know real quick, he does have someone that does distribution as well that we met. So that's a good thing. And you gave us some amazing advice. I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, Miracle Stories all together in one half hour. And we'll see you soon, everybody. Thank you for watching. And again, Michael, I'll call you shortly. Thank you.
All right.
God bless. Brooks from Denver. And then we have Michael Givens, major film director. And then to give your name one more time.
Tamara Emirovsky.
And we'll see you at the West Shore Movie Theater on Sunday. At what time?
At 1 p.m.
We'll see you then. I'm Dawn Reese. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
People, they all look the same.
Yes, I'll say.
Oh, only the names have been changed.
Yes,
but now that I'm home again. Baby, love it.
Dawn with Sunkissed Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkissedCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With three locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next...